Old head tell my tape, say I'm taking a piss. But they played your mixtape and they was breaking your disc. My bro just came home, he done ate in the pit. Put so much ice on his watch, you can skate on his wrist. All I do is rap and style and it make niggas sick. I'd rather eat alone than dine at the table with pricks. I'm in my new truck, pushing through my old hood. Bunch of young faces I don't know, up to no good. I sold sweets in my school before I sold butch. Shit's changing, rock and roll's gold at the Rosewood. These niggas green with envy, we call them pesto. That's why the 9mm's part of the dress code. I was raised by Illmatic, that's the threshold. So I named my XL bully after Esco. These niggas whooping, and they ain't got no roots, they just whooping. I've been left the T, I'm still pushing. Never could you take my throw a cushion. Lean on who? I'ma show you something wicked if you're looking. I shared the line with my slime, like when we carried ball shoes. Now I sip wine with the vine. Instead if you don't seek, you don't find. That's why I think of crime in my Southwest London state of mind.
Who's your best friend? I'll take you out to West End. Go shopping on me. First door LV. Said if I was your best friend, oh, I never lie to you. Who you gonna lie on? Every time you know I come through. Baby, I need you to know I need your love. You're the one that makes my heart go. Don't get used to this, I don't say much. Don't get used to this, don't get used. Baby, I need you to know I need your love. You're the one that makes my heart go. Don't get used to this, I don't say much. Don't get used to this, don't get used to this. None of us wanna be alone. 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 If I was your best friend, I'd take you out to West End. Go shopping on me. First door LV. Said if I was your best friend, oh, I never lie to you. Who you gonna lie on? Who you gonna lie on? If I was your best friend, I'd take you out to West End. Go shopping on me. First door LV. Said if I was your best friend, oh, I never lie to you. Who you gonna lie on? Every time you know I come through. Baby, I need you to know I need your love. You're the one that makes my heart go. Don't get used to this, I don't say much. Don't get used to this, don't get used to. Baby, I need you to know I need your love. You're the one that makes my heart go. Don't get used to this, I don't say much. Don't get used to this, don't get used to this.
I know you see it. Take your heart and then delete it. right now. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU, playing the hottest hits from the old school to the new school and everything in between, y'all know what I mean? I'm your host, Hard Body Dreams.
Alongside Guilty Black, Brilliant Stuminary, another
conscious knowledge!
Yeah, and it's digital. Wagwan.
Big ding Agwan here. Big ding
Agwan
here.
Wagwan.
We got Grizzy Winner in the building. If you just
big my ting.
Come on, man.
Yo, it's fam.
Out in here.
More fire. More fire. More bomb, 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 bomb. Lit shot on here.
Oh, man. Yo, Digi, run through the tunes, man. You're killing
them
right
again.
Now.
We had Bop by Grizzy Winter.
Bop.
We had The Gutter by Young's Teflon.
Bop.
We had Bestie by Klitschkrieg and Dre 6.
Bah!
And we ended off with Type of Gyal.
Type of Gyal.
By Abrina.
Abrina. That was a vibe. I like that one.
That was a hell of a vibe.
That was
man.
A vibe. That made me want to catch a wine real quick. Like,
catch a wine.
Like, I want to catch a wine. Like, I want to go to a dance hall party real quick and just catch a wine in the corner and sleep on the wall.
Catch her at the bar, eh? You caught her at the bar, right?
Nah, you don't even catch me outside no more. Like, yeah. People like invite me to things and be like, yo, I'll come through. I'm like, Bridget, my knee hurt.
I can't see at the dance.
my knee hurts. My knee hurts by bedtime, like 10 p.m. Like, I'm good. I'm.
Oh my goodness.
Dude.
In bed by 9:30.
In bed by 9:30, wake up early, you know what I'm saying? Like, get it good.
For so, real though. You know, for you people who have, you know, just tapping in, man, we got Grizzy Winter, you know, a dope local, also international artist.
Ooh, I appreciate that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man,
because
you got some awards, man, and I definitely want to get into that, you know. Right. But for the listener, you know, you just tapping in, man. We just building with our brother here, you know, and he's sharing his experience and his story, and you know, One Order Radio, man. If you're a dope artist and you got dope music, man, submit it to OneOrderEntertainment@gmail.com. Link us on the One Order Music Group on IG. You know, we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Bringing you the dopest music, man, the dopest interviews, and it's a pleasure always to be able to be a service to the community. And elevate the culture, man, because that's what we're doing here is we elevating the culture, right?
Yes, sir.
So, we gonna have to get back into the Black Excellence thing, but I want to talk about the award that you got in LA.
Mm.
So build on that, bro. All
right. So I was pre-COVID, I got I look a bit of a like a label. Situation. I was working with this label called Hood and Associates. They were like an offshoot of like Sony BMI, and they were kind of looking for like newer artists, you know, to kind of like push up and whatever. And so I had dealings with them, and then they had their own, they were building their own network, which was called Binge TV, and then they were having an award show for like their artists, and they had a bunch of like bigger artists supposed to pull up and like do those whole things. So I went out there to LA back in 2021 with my brethren Corkis and Day, aka Ebon Empress, you know, Sade Ariel, and the man just the executive producer at the time, Justin. And we went out there, and yeah, I got an award for Best International Artist with them. The award show, I think it got streamed on like on YouTube. If you could check out my YouTube channel, Grizzy Winter, like there's a playlist where it says awards. Because it was like around COVID time, a lot of the bigger artists who did come were supposed to pull up, they did like phone in like video like awards and stuff. So they like made videos and stuff and like presented awards that way. But it was a good experience, Bridget. And then that same year, later on, I got nominated for like Record of the Year by the Wavy Awards in New York.
In New York, that's right.
Right. So, and that was like for the last album I put out, the last solo album I put out, which was called Illuminate, which was like very a personal project for me, because I was literally I was trying to talk about like the 10 years of my life up until that point, from like going from like kind of like being in this kind of street negative mindset to like learning to love myself and type thing, to like a whole journey of that. And that's what the song, the album was called Illuminate, for that reason, because I illuminated my mind and saw a different way to move forward. And then I dropped a couple things after that, and then I took a break, because honestly around that time, like my auntie passed. This is messed up. So my auntie raised me. She was the she was my number one supporter. She was my biggest. She was the person the closest to me. She passed away, and then the next day, the day after she passed away, I got a call from Ditch, who was running the label, telling me I got nominated for this award. And it felt like, you know, like her and God was being like, yo, like this is a thing. Like a lot of good things happened that year, but then I lost her. So we're like, you know what I mean, like. I did that. I graduated. I got my degree in like social work and all this other stuff, right? Because I was going to school at the time. So like, I had all these wins, but I lost the person, one of the people that I'm closest to me. And then, so after that, like trying to make music, it felt, I don't want to say disingenuous, but I didn't feel like I was doing it for myself no more. Like I didn't feel like I was doing it for like me. I took a little break, trying to figure out like what I wanted my sound to sound like. And then shouts to the boy, Wave. You know what I mean? He started. He put me on to like doing some of these like drill, like UK type beats, and, you know, like switching my style up, like doing more, like using more patois in my and my songs and thing. And then we came up with Damaged Goods, and I love this new sound I have. I love making the music because it feels like I'm being more genuinely authentic, completely to me. And so I started making more music like that, right? And I think, you know, like if you're in a creative space where you're kind of like block off, take a little time to figure out what you're doing it for and where you're coming for. Because, like, I'll tell you something I've learned from the whole awards run and everything else. Awards are cool, but if you're constantly chasing this idea of trying to do it for the shine or whatever, then your music's not going to have the same impact you want it to have, right? You know, like, for me, it was like, I'm going to put this down for a bit, you know, like, go into some other ventures, business, and other things like that, and then figure out how I can make the music feel like it's coming from a place that actually resonates, instead of trying to force this like machine going and stuff. Because like I'm still independent, like I'm not signed to nothing no more. I don't have like there's people I have distribution from here and there or whatever, but I'm not a signed artist. So I'm the machine, right? And you can't run a machine with no gas.
No.
Right, even old gas, then you're basically stuck trying to get a tow. I'm not trying to get towed by nobody. Right, I'm trying to move freely, authentically, and completely in my direction. You know what I mean?
Yes, most definitely. Kind of touching on the machine aspect. How important is it as an artist, especially if you're a solo artist? How important is it to have a team around you?
I think it's important. I also think it's like you have to make, like, the thing with having a team is like you have to manage expectations of you, right? Because if you're a solo artist, that means you're the star. That means you're the person that has to come up with the ideas. You might have to link up with this and that, whatever. And, you know, if you're like if you don't have like an excessive reserve our finances, right? You're kind of just trying to go with as you can go, right? I think what happens is like sometimes people who want to be on a team with you, they see your potential but don't see where you're actually able or capable to do, right? So I think having a team is important. You need people there to gas you up. You need people to help you build. You need people to help you execute. But at the same time, you also have to be like, listen, I'm not able to do this right now. Right, because sometimes people are trying to, once you get a team started, you're basically carrying a network that solely relies on you, right? And if you're feeling a burnout, because it happens, and you're communicating with them and they're not understanding what you're saying, then what's the point of a team if they're not really going to listen to your leadership? Right, I think teams are very important, but also a team doesn't necessarily have to be people with you all the time. You just have people you can rely on to get you in the places that you need to go, right? And part of that is like having someone who will who you I think someone who will sync your music to like different mediums and stuff. Mm-hmm. Someone who like, you know, book you for like bigger shows and bigger events. Someone who like will help you like push your music out and like, have connections to people. People who like, you know, you can rely on to like promote you more than you promote you, because that's another thing that I think a lot of people are issue with, is that there's a lot of promoters who think that, yeah, as the artist you're also supposed to be the promoter too.
Oh yeah.
But it's just like if your title is promoter, that is what you do.
Yep.
Right? If
not
I'm
pimp.
Not pimp, you know what I mean? You're not gonna put me on the track and then get me to give you all my money. The Bomba Clan. Me not do that. You know what I mean? Me not do that. Right? So if that's your job is promotion, then promote the event, promote the music, promote the art. Don't rely on me to do your job for you and then expect to take a bigger cut from me.
No doubt. No doubt. And there's a lot of that going on here in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another thing that's you know, one of those...
Pay to play.
Yeah, pay mm-hmm. to play. One of the illnesses that's in this culture out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an illness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know... That, like you said, the duty of the promoter is to promote the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have your peoples. You know what I'm saying? You have your specific skill set that allows you to, you know, be a good promoter. Of course, an artist will, you know, if an artist has a fan base, his people are going to show up, right?
Right.
But the whole aspect of getting artists to sell tickets. It's I think that it's somewhat of a pimpage, you know what I'm saying?
Pimpage.
Yeah, I just made
like
a word
term,
up. I just made a word up.
Pimpage.
It's pimpage, you know, because we're not gonna mention any names, right? But we know there was a certain person who was doing that for a long time, right? A pimpage. And it's like you said, right? You know, not only do we need to stand up in political aspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to stand up in our own culture and say that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people who are they don't want to stand for that, right? Like I turned down a show, you know what I'm saying? I turned down a show at the Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like, yo, you know, you want me to burn away the tickets, you want me to sell the tickets, but you don't want to give it to me, you know what I mean? After man's already have a reputation of you know,
handling business,
right? And it's like, I'll turn it down because I'm gonna stand on my square, man.
As you should.
And I'm not gonna put my peoples through that, right? You know what I mean? Like having to put up the cash and all of that. It's like, nah, man. We have a reputation. We handle business, man. Like, you know, it's like there. You know, so when it comes to this whole aspect of, you know, this illness in the culture, that's what it is, man. The illness is pimpage, and it's you know, when there was talks of a rap union, I mean,
oh, I remember that. I remember the union.
You know, honestly,
I remember,
bro,
the union. Shout out to my boy Franco.
That would be a great thing, you know. That would be a great thing, you know. It could have its pros and cons, right? But most definitely, like, we need a union here, you know. And a governing body who's gonna, you know, govern righteously and weigh it out, right? Because it's like, yo, man, if you really want to build the economy and you want to build this culture, then you need your people. You can't be ripping them off, man. And that's the problem with this pimpage mindset.
But
you know?
Cool, you know, if you're skimming, you're skimming, right? But like taking it all,
you know, what's crazy to me is
you're
that
skimming,
like
you're skimming, but. Taking it all,
you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Ah, my brother's so mafia, I swear to God.
No, but that's what's going on, right?
Yeah,
that's what's
bro.
Going on,
what's
right?
What's going on? This what's going on out here. Jimmy, I don't know what's wrong with these guys. They're all there, their pockets is fat already. Why you gotta take the whole cake?
You gotta work to get there, though. First, you gotta lay the cement. You gotta turn the cement, you know what I'm saying? Before you lay the cement, you know what I mean? You gotta get the gravel, you know?
You know,
like
I gotta take trips. Oh, I gotta take trips back and forth with these suitcases.
You know what I'm saying?
What, you make all the pasta and I can't eat? You eat all the sauce? Yeah, okay. Man, okay. Know, I know how I can't deal with you. All right.
You know.
But that's the thing, right? It's the sauce.
It's taking all the sauce.
Right? No, trying to take though. All the sauce. Like, you know, like the girl who's, you know, she's barking and now she's, you know, she's not here right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and,
right.
And when you speak up, man, it's like, you know.
Did you say girl?
Young or older woman, yes. I can. Is that political term now?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, you know.
I'm on your ass, but that's you.
I thought you were saying names. I mean, I didn't hear a name.
I'm gonna call him Voldemort. I'm gonna call him Voldemort. Because that's a more proper moniker for them. But, you know, it's true, though, because I've seen, because it doesn't just happen here. This is I think at this point it's like a nationwide issue, but it's. Yep. Not at least, you know, but here it's very prevalent. You know what I mean? Where you have people that call themselves promoters and then they want you to do all the work and bring all your people and then give you crumbs so then they can, like, this is the thing. If you can't afford the venue that you're trying to have an event at, don't rent the venue and then expect the artist to pay off the venue for you and then not pay the venue. And then not pay the artists.
What kind of business is this?
That's what I'm talking about. Guys are confused out here. Back in the day, you had to have the money before you had the show.
You know what I mean?
You had to give the guy half the money up front for him just to even think about coming to your town.
Straight up, man.
Right?
Our body called it pimpage.
And then it's called pimpage.
Then you could have got screwed at the border. But you know what I mean? Maybe you didn't get across. Now you got to pay the people back, right? It was a thing, right?
There was some kind of code, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's principle.
Word is bond.
Me and Hardbody had a conversation not too long ago about you know, like, performing, and like a Benjamin that asked me to do a show, and I kind of, like, I hadn't performed in, like, I haven't been on stage in a year, and it's because out of choice, because I'm like, I'm not doing anymore these, like, these things where you expect me to bring people and I don't get paid or I don't get whatever, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, if you're gonna pay me for my time, right, because I have a pretty big network and I can bring people out if I really put the effort for it. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna do that because you're not doing the work. And the last show I did in Vancouver, kid you not, like these men had like a whole, like, oh, we're giving $1,000 cash prize, did thing, you know, like, oh, we're at Harbor Center. Harbor Center at least hold 1,000 people.
At Enzo.
Yeah. Yep. These guys didn't promote worth a.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit, to the point where, like, we're, like, at the event and I'm getting a text message telling me that
there's no money
because they didn't promote the event. And I go there and there's like 20 people tops.
And then we have to confront.
And then we have to, like, confront you and situation and everything. And I'm like, this is why a lot of artists have problems staying being artists, because you have people of bad actors coming in this space and be like, oh, like, I can do this, that, whatever, and you can't do it.
It's discouraging, right?
It's not even just discouragement. It's just more like you get fed up with the foolishness.
Well, the word discouraged, but yeah, you know.
Exactly. The word discouraged. Let me just break that down so they know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, no, it's a sad state, right? You got proper mans out there and stuff like that, you know, still handling business, right? But yeah, it's going to be exploited, man. You know, there's opportunity for money. They know people are hungry to perform, you're going to do the work for me. So why change the system, right?
That's exactly how they're thinking, right? And I mean,
who are they?
We know who they are.
We know who they are.
Well, why don't we start working for them? Isn't that the story?
No, we're not working
for
them.
Do it ourselves, man.
Of course. And you know what? I will say...
We used to do it in the park after dark.
Yeah. The hippie.
I would say this. I feel like in the entertainment industry, the most preyed upon person in the entertainment industry is the artist.
I was told by the older guard when, maybe about 15, 20 years ago now, right? Maybe even longer, right?
Mm.
And he said, music is the only business that destroys itself from within.
Mm.
Right? right? I mean, obviously we know that's not true, right? With other businesses, yes, you know, espionage and things can be destroyed from within. But I'm just saying, it is one of the things in life that it like it takes your soul. It will take your soul if you allow it to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really walk that fine line, right?
100%, man. You know, and you know, and that's the thing, right? Like,
ooh, yeah, man, run this 80s thing.
I can hear it. You know, it's but you know, there's a major shift happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can feel it. You know, even I saw a clip today. I think I sent it to both of you guys actually, where this guy was. He's like, yo. If you 30 and up and you still rapping, he's like, yo, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, you come from the era where it was like good music and you're a real artist and you can rap, keep it going because we need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's promoting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because, yeah, I mean, it just seems like, you know.
That's the talk right now, bro.
It is, man. There's been an oversaturation of just, you know, it's like, it's just pure buff. You know what I'm saying? It's just buff.
They're just buffing it out.
They're just buffing.
They're just buffing it out.
When the rappers were talking about retirement back in them days, too, I mean, that was to sell the records and make you guys think that. I mean, that's like...
I know. Right? How many times did Jay-Z retire? Real right. talk.
How many times?
You don't start playing your guitar and quit when you're 40. I mean, no. The Rolling Stones are still playing.
You know what I mean?
The Rolling Corpses are still playing.
The Rolling Corpses?
Because they can still play, and people will pay hundreds of dollars to go see them.
Oh, I know.
AC/DC sells out everywhere.
Right.
Bro, I seen Axl Rose a few years ago, man. Do a 3-hour night in Seattle, then come to Vancouver the next. That's 6 hours, bro.
Yeah. Why does Axl Rose look like Madonna now?
I don't know, but like, there's like, come on, man. That ain't no joke, man. Uh-huh. That ain't no joke. City to city, state to state. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That ain't no joke, bro.
Uh-huh.
You
know? Uh-huh. No.
So I give it to them old fogies, man. You know what I mean? They're still going, man.
For
they
sure,
did
man.
Not retire, man. You don't have to retire.
I feel like, too, is like as you get older, because like once you start performing or like really performing as an artist, you never really give it up. Like you might take breaks, longer breaks, because like life is, you know, life does its thing, right? But like you never really stop creating as an artist, you know? It's not something you really give up. You might put it down for like a minute, but you don't stop. Like you can't close the door once the door is already open. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you once you walk through that door, you're always going to go through that same door because you never know what life going to bring upon your way.
Check this, man. So, you know, going through the house, you know, popping the bedroom TVs on, you know, Billy Idol's coming up with a new album.
Billy Idol's
coming up with a new album, man.
God damn.
Yo, you know, the TV's on, you know, one of them shows and stuff like that, you know, the ladies watching it, and I'm like, who is that? She's like, Billy Idol. I'm like, Billy Idol coming out with a new album? Like, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, watch it be a deadly album too, man. You know?
And you know, and kind of going back to what you were saying earlier, Grizz, it's like, you know, if you're doing it for like just the shine, then, you know, your creative energies is going to run out, you know?
Mm.
But yeah, it's like, it's like with a business, you know, you start with the why, right? And it's like, why? What's the purpose of what you're doing? And I think a lot of those dudes that are still around, they still have that purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like, they still know their purpose, even through all of the things that they've been through, right? The hunger, you know what I mean? Yeah. DeJoy says that about me, right? I've had other people say that, you know? It's like the hunger, you know? You got to keep the hunger. And I think that there's a lot of artists that, you know, who have been around for so long, right? Some of them lose the hunger, right?
Right.
Or some get more hungry like Kanye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, man. Right. Some do, right? And that's a good thing, right? Like, you know, if you really love this thing, man, you love it.
Man, this is, you know what I mean? This ain't a hobby, man.
You can't the hot ass rappers, man.
And, you know, the new Smith & Wesson. Fire, bro.
Smith & Wesson? Speaking of, okay, so we're having this conversation right now. What do y'all think about Will Smith coming back and rapping?
I seen him on Drink Champs.
I don't know. Let's see.
He was on Drink Champs?
He was on Drink Champs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's black?